I'm like, man, she's taking all my points. But I think for me, yeah, good luck. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, you're going to have nothing to say. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I think like balance and like self-care are things that I've been really like reflecting on. And I've kind of like taken a little bit of a step back away from as much of like the bustle of being like right in the music industry. I'm also like a student at university. I'm studying arts administration, which is kind of like music business. So I'm kind of like working on the other side of what it means to be a musician right now. But I think for me, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of opinions on like, this is how you can make it in the industry, and this is the only real way. And a lot of it, like, it may not actually be true, but is like, you know, you're posting like 3-4 times a day, and you know, you're like releasing music every 6 weeks. And for me, I kind of realized that's not something that's very sustainable for me. Again, like, you know, in the summer when I'm not at school, I'm also need to make money and have another job. And I have friends and family that I like to spend time with, and you know, I want to experience life, so I have things to inspire my own songwriting. So I think like self-care and like what like it means to just be like authentic in my music has become really important, because I think I'm always like, oh, this is what I should be doing. I should be doing this, and I should be posting a million times a day. But then I was like, well, I'm kind of a little bit miserable doing that. So kind of taking a step back and thinking, how can I make this sustainable for myself? And like, what parts of being a musician do I like keep me, you know, going? And a lot of that is like community like this and connecting, especially like when I walk into a room and there's like another like female artist or, you know, audio engineer or something like that. It's like kind of like, oh, sick, because it's, you kind of get used to like walking into rooms where I'm like the youngest and like the only woman. So yeah, I think like one thing is just like the connections and not like feeling pressured to like be one thing has been like a lot of like, I've done a lot of reflecting on that and like putting intention into like what I want to achieve and not just sort of like, you know, just putting out whatever, because that's like the exact path you're supposed to follow and you have like a like 0.001% chance of actually making it in the industry. Like, I don't think that that's like the mindset. I've kind of had that like shift where I'm like, I just want to like make cool stuff and like work with cool people, and that's like what really keeps me going. So,
same.
Yeah.
Okay, the spotlight is on you, Ari.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you took all my points. Sorry, Margaret, could you remind me what the question is? I mean, all of this makes sense.
I don't even remember what there I'm was saying.
We're just talking. I mean, I'd love to hear also, because Emily and I are here as the older generation on stage today. But I'm really curious to know how do you care for yourself in this career in order to be able to produce those beautiful songs that you just sang? How do you balance everything? And you can start with the second question so that you'll have the first chance here. Of like, what do you think about it in the future? As you think about your career in the years to come, how do you think about taking care of yourself to enable that longevity and whatever it looks like?
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I do to take care of myself is I go to a lot of therapy.
Yay, therapy.
I think everyone, you know, regardless of what you've been through, everyone goes through struggles, and there's always, you know, we live in a world where community feels really fractured, and I think going to speak to someone that you have trust with can really be important in finding your center. And my therapist and I always say, like, do I feel tethered? Do I feel tethered? One thing that I haven't always done, but I'm trying to do more of now, is the days that I do have performances, I just need to take care of my body. I need to make sure that I get as much rest as possible, which is not always possible because, I mean, we talked about, like, some of us just couldn't sleep the night before. but as much as we can do to take care of our physical body, because, you know, we're putting our heart and soul into our artistry, and it can be physically and emotionally demanding. So protecting that for ourselves I think is the main thing I've been trying to do in terms of care. Another thing is that, you know, similar to Luella, I've kind of felt that shift where sometimes you are chasing this thing and you lose sight of like what you're doing it for in the first place, which was to make art that we can look back at and be like, that's something that I created and put out into the world. So just valuing my own time and not taking every single gig opportunity, you know, and I'm in a privileged position where I also teach music. So most of my income comes from that. But also I learn a lot from my students because they're there to learn and they're there to just enjoy music. And that's a good reminder for me and a lot of us who are out there trying to chase something when we maybe already have what we need inside.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. I'm curious to know, in terms of like the infrastructure that exists right now within venues or within your careers, what have been some like pain points that prevent that sort of care from happening? When have there been times where you're like, oh, I'm really pushing in order to be able to take care of myself in this moment? Are there any examples you guys have of?
I find a green room is really lovely to have where like before a show, just to like have some time to like center yourself, get ready. And like, I think generally a lot of artists are introverts. And so to have that time to just kind of connect with yourself, like you can probably speak on your talk, doing some cool vocal stuff, back there about being calm.
Yeah, we were doing just a warm up and that included doing actual body work and just stretching. And yeah, I think that helped all of us, right?
I think something else, I have 2 points. I've played, aside from the green room thing, a lot of the times the places that don't have a green room or any space are like pretty dingy, like dirty basement places.
Horseshoe.
And it's like, seriously, like...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. The horseshoe.
Oh.
Sorry. I was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
So and what's everyone's least favorite venue?
Yeah. But seriously, like sometimes you play and you're like, is it even good for my lungs to be like breathing in this air? Or like there's mold and your allergies start, or you know, the tap water is not, they say don't drink the tap water, and then you're like, okay, what do I do here? That's another big one. And then the volume in some of these places, that's another thing. I mean, sometimes I forget earplugs, so sometimes it's like my fault for sure, but you know, sometimes they just crank it way up, and that's in terms of longevity, like that's something I've really been thinking about lately, is like protecting my hearing. Because I'm sure some of you have been to some shows where you're like, okay, like if we just turn the general volume down a little bit, maybe not all of us have to be wearing earplugs.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah.
Brilliant
point.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it kind of has, like, one thing I think about a lot, and like when something like has become one of my like favorite shows, it like starts with like initially just like walking in for like load in, and just like the, it like doesn't matter if it's like, you know, kind of like a dingy venue, but like if the people that are like working the event like really seem like they like care and they're like excited to be, you know, there and like, you know, helping like whatever, like with whatever you need, like I feel like that always like has such a positive effect. Like if people are just like really excited to be like a part of like the music scene and like making you feel comfortable, and like, I mean, they don't need to be like giving any sort of like special treatment, it just like kind of has to do with just like being a little bit like positive. And you know, I understand people have like shitty days, but like, you know, you can just like, you can kind of like feel it sometimes when you walk in, and like, you know, you walk in and everyone kind of, no one like comes up to say hi, and you're just like, I don't really know. It's just like, yeah, when you walk in and then people are like, oh, like, hey, and like they shake your hand and they're like, ah, this is, I'm so-and-so, like, it's so great that you're here. Like, let me know if you need anything. Like that, like always just like, I just love when like you just like make that connection. You're like,
I really like you. Thank you. Like, it's kind of like intimidating to just like go into a new spot, especially if like you don't know how many people are showing up to the show, and like, or like you don't know of anyone that's going to be showing up to the show. Like that initial like kind of like connection, I think, is really important, and it just like creates like a positive energy for like the rest of the night. So that's like an important thing for me.
I'm going to add to that, because I like to do the comparison game. If you think about a business, you walk into a business, most of the time, someone wants you to be coming into their business. The vibe is going to generally be, hopefully be, pleasant, kind, welcoming, warm. You know, you're wanted in the space. And so I just had a flashback of 100 examples I could think of where I walked into a space and it did not feel that way. And I wonder if it's exclusive to the music industry. I'm sure it can't possibly be, but definitely it's still a major issue. We're behind in certain ways, I find. And that's one of them, I think. I know what you're saying. You walk in and you're not sure. Nobody's trying to help you. No one's telling you where the green room might be, or put your stuff over here, or this is the sound person's name and this is what you can expect. Like, that goes a long way, because imagine you have to stand up on a stage and produce a show. Isn't that nerve-wracking enough? You know, why does all this other stuff have to be a detail that can be really challenging? But you're right, that would make life a lot easier if you have a warm, friendly, just pleasant, basically pleasant environment to do your work in. Yeah.
I could see myself wondering if I was in the right place. Yeah. Like, did you mean to book me? Am I supposed to be here? I had a question, one last question. Sorry, did you want to say something?
I was pretty much just going to add to the same stuff, like, you know, feeling like we're not an afterthought. Like, our presence is appreciated and actually seen. One thing that I also really love is when I go to a gig and there is a sound person there. It's so great. Because many of the times, like, I know, Miss Emily, you said that you do your own sound a lot of the time. And
I used to.
And, like, oftentimes when I was first starting out, that was definitely me. And I learned a lot. But at the same time, it takes so much energy out of us as artists when we can't just focus on the performance aspect. We have to worry about sound, how we sound, you know, being the front man and the back man, I guess. So that's all I had to add, really.
We'll take a moment to shout out Tessa, who's doing our beautiful sound today.
Thank you, Tessa.
So, just as a last question, along the idea of care and of community, I was wondering about who lives behind the scenes for all of you to help you make this happen. Sometimes people arrive with merch late in the gig, or like, who is your village that's helping you make all this magic happen? Can I start with you, Ari?
My village starts with my partner Hobie, who's over there, and I'm gonna point him out. Yay, Hobie!
Yay.
Like, he brought me food earlier so that I would eat food. And yeah, like, I think just having friends that genuinely want to support. Like, I also have other friends in the community that when we are gigging together, you know, we take care of each other. It's like, hey, I'm going to go grab a snack. Do you want anything? And we'll just have those moments. But for sure, I think I could have a bigger community, and it's a bit hard at times. I think that's part of me. I try to be independent. But I'm trying to be better at being like, can you help me? Even just opening the door, that'd be great.
For me, I don't think I can sit up here and not shout out my dad, Zane. Dad, raise your hand.
Yay!
I pretty much, like, won the parent lottery because my dad has a recording studio in our backyard. So I grew up around music, and that's 100% why I'm doing what I'm doing. My like musical project started as like a COVID pastime kind of thing, and I had access to a recording studio to record my first album. So that's like I'm so lucky for that. But my whole family has been so incredibly supportive. I know some people don't have the fortune of family that are supportive of them pursuing a career in the arts. But everyone's always there to, like, you know, help with the merch stand. Like, it's, you know, my mom keeps us organized and everything. Shout out to my mom as well. And my grandpa, who's also here, Ian, I have a prop phone that I use on stage sometimes. And it was actually the phone that was in my dad's house growing up and also my grandpa's house. And he turned it into a microphone. So it's kind of just like a family project at this point. But yeah, it's I'm so lucky for that. And I don't know where I would be without them. So thanks, guys.
I have lots of people. The first people I want to mention would be like my family. Everybody in my family, my parents especially, which my mom is somewhere. I don't know where she is. Oh, there she is. Hi. Hey, Louise. My mom brought my t-shirts for me today because I forgot them at home. That's it. But I've been living like in and out back at home, but I've been back at home for about a year now. So it's like nice to have that support, not just like have supportive parents, but always know that like if something doesn't work out the way I imagined, or maybe if I really feel like I need to quit my serving job and do it full time for a little bit, like I have that safety net, which I'm very grateful for because not everybody has that. And my little brother as well, he mixes and masters all my music, and he's the drummer in my band. And he's, you know, I trust his musical opinion more than anybody else's, except for mine. My brother, and then my boyfriend, Liam, or partner. My boyfriend feels weird to say, kind of yucky. But he's in my band as well. He plays bass and keys, and he's plays every instrument. He helps me, you know, work out some chord stuff sometimes, helps me write music. Ben as well, who is in my band. And my friends, like I have a wonderful, supportive, inspiring group of women in my life who come to my shows and they share my music and they show their friends my music. And it's wonderful. And like the Kingston music community as well, like deserves a shout out, I think. Kingston is a wonderful, wonderful place to be a musician. Everyone's very supportive and lovely. And yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So awesome. Yeah. I want to add on to the similarities in terms of just like, I feel like maybe all of us have the challenges of like asking for help and reaching out. So I feel like I always am like trying to do everything myself. And then I'm like, why am I not doing well right now? Okay. Let's look around and see who I can ask for help. And so I want to thank my dad, who's just like always been a support. He like some shows, he'll like help me with my guitars, bringing them in and out. And my mom's always there whenever I need to rant or vent, or I need a hug. And yeah, she's very also supportive behind the scenes, works merch as well sometimes. And then some of my bandmates, so Dylan Lodge and Grace Dixon and my brother Kieran, we just played a show last night actually. And I've been feeling really tired lately, and I was just sent them a message this morning. I was like, guys, I'm sorry if I'm like being too much. And they sent me like the loveliest like messages being like, we love you, we're so supportive of you. So it's just nice to be able to not be at your best, and to know that you're like really juggling a lot, and to have people who will just be there and listen. Because sometimes people can physically help you and sometimes they can't. And I think sometimes the best thing is just having a bunch of listeners. So, yeah.
I like that, having a bunch of listeners. That's a good one. Yeah. Ari has one more thing.
I just wanted to add to that what Clay was saying, that the Kingston music scene is honestly a diamond in the rough. It's like incredible how many of us support each other. We'll go out to each other's shows. We'll listen to each other's music. We'll promote each other. Like, I really don't feel a sense of, like competition or anything like that, because we are all uplifting one another. So that is a really big and important support system, I think, for all, each of us on stage.
I love that. There is no way in heck I'm naming any names, because that's like 30 years of names. We'll be here all day. But I do say, knowing that I do have some of my people in the audience today who have been part of my village for a long time, I like to say it takes a village to raise a me, and it's so true. I've been saying that for a very long time. Because the support system, and when I speak to, say, school groups and stuff like that, I try and say to them, you know, your support system doesn't have to be the traditional mom or dad or sibling. It can really be anybody who believes in what you do. And, you know, I moved to Kingston without family here. And so I very quickly built a family that I was not related to. And I have a wonderful family. You know, they're not that far, most of them, from here. And they're also very supportive. But I've been very fortunate, because I do credit the Kingston community. It's one of the reasons why I'm still in the city and never moved to Toronto. When they said, you must move to Toronto. And I said, I will not. I can afford housing here, and my child can go to a really great school, and I can play music full time and have a quote unquote, you know, normal upbringing for my daughter. This is a very unique place for that type of life. And so the list of people I could thank is very long, but I will say, you know, I think anybody who has seen me play before or heard me speak, I think it's very important to me always to credit other people, because it really does take a village. And, you know, that support system is a crucial piece of the puzzle in order to sustain a career in this industry, this often volatile industry. When you have people who support you from lots of different places, you have a better chance of survival and longevity in an interesting and exciting and volatile industry. There we go.
Amazing. Well, thank you. Thank you to all the beautiful artists on stage today. Thank you for sharing all that. And thank you to everyone here for being a part of our village today for this wonderful International Women's Day event. And we're going to continue with some more music in a few minutes.
Yes, we are. Thanks to Margaret Evans, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We're going to do a quick little stage change. Stay where you are. This is only going to take a moment. And then we're going to set up our final artist of the day, Luella. So just give us a moment while we adjust. And thanks for listening. And thanks for being here.
Everybody. So we have our last but not least performance of the day from the lovely Luella.
Now, Luella is the musical project of Kingston-based indie pop artist Liv Whitfield. Her sound is the product of a unique collaboration with her producer and father, Zane Whitfield, who she shouted out earlier. In June of 2024, she released and toured her sophomore album, Summer Bummer, which is a love letter to her final years of girlhood, capturing the bittersweet essence of fleeting summers and the complexities of first love and heartbreak. Currently a third-year arts administration student at Bishop's University, Liv is combining her passion for music and industry knowledge, approaching her artistry with both intention and independence, as you heard here on the stage earlier. So without further ado, here is Luella. Hello. I just want to say how grateful I am to have been invited to be a part of this event. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait, everything bad is happening. It's fine. Everything's fine, guys. So yeah, I'm Luella. I decided that I'm gonna bring some new songs to play today, unreleased. And I'm very excited to share them with you. I will say, I've been away at school and I have not picked up my guitar very much, so bear with me, guys. I mean, as you've seen me almost knock over the guitar stand. I actually never used a guitar stand before, guys. It's my first day. So yeah, this song is called The Bug. And what can I say about it? It's sort of about how it's easy to feel like after a breakup, you're never gonna feel that way about anyone again, but that's not true. And maybe. but I feel like, you know, that love, it's like something that is within you and they didn't give you the capacity to love, if that makes sense. But I think the song probably speaks better than I do right now.
Love and pain. what's keeping me from getting what I want. Caught the curse, forgot my words. Can't seem to call it when the love seeps in the hood. Lost in the eyes, love to sympathize. Oh, 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 call it what you want. Write this fucking song. I loved once, I'll love again. Didn't conjure cause of him. I know this gift's within me. Born to care so much it hurts. I feel everything and worse. Who am I without empathy? Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This next one I've never played for an audience before. And it's hard to follow the past performances from today. So I was like listening to Kira's finger picking backstage and I was like, I should have practiced more. So we're just gonna like pretend if I flub any notes that it didn't happen.
From the silence, love to hear about your life. Winter's lonely, and nobody knows me quite like you do. We're so different. I can't wait to see what you blossom to. I've got so much to say, and you're just a call away. I'm not going nowhere. And time is gracing our face, tying bows and gray hair. Maybe I'm an optimist. When I'm with you, it's only this. Cause shot of alcohol. Can you recall the first time our parents let us walk alone downtown? Things feel different. Moving cities call us big girls now. I know it sounds cliche, even though you're miles away. Hey. to miss. When I'm with you, it's only this. 'Cause I'm not going anywhere. No matter what the tides of life send through, I'm heavy on the love that I send to. No longer stuck side by side like glue. I'm longing for the turn back, the turn back, the turn back. I'm not going nowhere. And time is racing our face, tying bows and gray hair. Maybe I'm an optimist. When I'm with you, it's only
thank you so much. And another round of applause for all of the lovely musicians from tonight.
Atiari and Luella, I miss Emily. Thank you so much to May. Thanks to Moira. Thanks to everybody who helped make today's event happen. We appreciate you so much, and we appreciate you coming to the show today. You are a part of our community. I hope you know about new artists today that you didn't know about before today. And I'm a new fan of new artists, too. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Let's celebrate together. Cheers.
Break it all down, I take another walk around on a second verse.
You
count.
Give up by the ball.
Shit, every time I go and I pressure you to say something back, y'all be rushing and wrestling with your own. You give up by the fault, you know there's nothing left if you can't connect yourself with your soul.
You give up by the ball.
Shit, every time I go and I pressure you to say something back, y'all be rushing and wrestling with your own. You give up by the fault, you know there's nothing left if you can't connect yourself with your soul. Who next you squeeze a fix it, a life's a bitch. You're always trying to drown our feelings with all types of shit. It's like everywhere that I go I see an old friend I know who's like it's been evaporated by the drugs that you promote. You know I've been acquired by the higher power to search at all these liars and eliminate the cowards. And I'm just another example of the way you know your life can change in an instant, a flash that illuminates your grave and your name essence stained in the stone. Live from this foundation of pain where we all grow.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from local jazz composer, musician, and band leader Oscar Evans. The song Nice Buddies was recorded live by the Oscar Evans Group in October 2025 and will be featured on his forthcoming full-length album set for release this year, featuring the talents of other local musicians including Paul Morrison on piano, Bobby Shue on saxophone, and Andy Love on drums. Follow Oscar at Oscar Mayfield Evans on Instagram and find him on Bandcamp to stay up to date with upcoming releases and local concerts. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Nice Buddies by Oscar Evans on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from The Bloody Monster Club, the newest album released by Kingston-based solo artist Ethan Churchill. It's a collection of 9 songs loosely falling under the indie rock genre, drawing on influences from 80s pop to surf rock, punk, funk, and more. Ethan wrote and recorded the full album on his own between 2018 to 2023 and recruited his talented friend and fellow local musician Jordan Bulos of Nyson and Mishmash fame for mixing and mastering. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Bloody Monster Club on your favorite platforms and enjoy the title track with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bloody Monster. Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present The World Ends at Sunrise, a new single that marks Eudaimonique's official step into the tech house space, drawing inspiration from the high-energy, groove-driven sound popularized by artists like John Summit, while maintaining a personal, club-focused edge. The tracks for the new single were created with the dance floor in mind, blending driving bass lines, infectious rhythms, and modern production techniques. Listeners may be drawn to this release for its fresh perspective and peak time energy. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The World Ends at Sunrise by Eudaimonique on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Is ending. Hold me.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the fourth and final single from Friday Child in the Lost Congregation's forthcoming album, Broken Home, Volume 1. The new single, Quit You, explores the struggle of breaking free from an unhealthy relationship that takes hold like an addiction. It captures the cycle of wanting, clarity, relapse, and the quiet resolve to keep trying to walk away, knowing it's the healthier choice. Want to be highlighted next time? Completely Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website, or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quit You by Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Tried to quit you It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call